Rav Menachem Goldstein, Yitziv HaTorah, 24. Here we are.
We were on Perek Elu Treifos. Okay, we are on page Kaf. Is it okay?
Yes,
everyone
sees.
And who's, and Art is not here, but okay, I will make him sign. Okay, so, Perek Elu Treifos, at Maseret Chulin. Amar Rabbi Chizda, Eze Talmid Chochem, Aroet Rifa La'atzmo. Okay, so we spoke many ways how to describe the personality of Talmid Chochem. How should it be, at least? That is dedicated for Torah and hello. Talmid Chochem, that he should dedicate himself to the Torah, and accept of that, we said that he should be attached to majority of his activities is to be stable with the Torah and unstable with the making money for incomes. So now he's bringing another definition of Rav Chisde. What's haroet treifa le'atzmo? Let's say he has many cows or sheep, and he was slaughtering one of them, and he discovered that this is not kosher. Why? Because there is hole on the limbs or something like that. So that's treifa, yes? So he's saying, okay, that wasn't kosher, I will put it aside, and I will throw that to the dogs or something like that, even that cost a lot of money. Yes? So that means that even that he is losing money, he doesn't care. He wants to keep the Torah, even while he's losing money. Who is the one that is hating presents it's sentence. So in the we think that someone that likes presents, he will have more money. Yes, but Chazal are saying the opposite. So in the matone sechet means the fact that he's hating presents will give him life. Who's that? The aroi trefa le'atzmo. Someone that discovered, no one knows, and he admitted for himself that is to lose this money because that's not kosher. Darash Mar Sutra Mishmed Rav Chisde. Kol mi shekore v'shone v'roe trefa le'atzmo. Yes, Rav Chisde was saying in name of Rav Chisde, Mar Sutra saying in name of Rav Chisde, everyone that is reading and repeating and roe trefa le'atzmo, and he saw something, we decided that's trefa. Bishimesh Talmidei Chachamim, and also is coming to ask Talmidei Chachamim, what should I do on every important question. Alav HaKatuv Omer, so the Pasuk is saying about him, Yegi HaKapecha Ki Tochal, Ashrecha V'Tov La'ach. Yes, your property and your money, your incomes will be kosher. And Ashrecha V'Tov La'ach, it's like praised. Why? Because you are having kosher money. You know, was the case at the home of Chasab Sofer, that someone by mistake kicked the table and was crystal glass on one leg, something which is very important, that fell down on the ground. So everyone was saying, wow, now it's a lack of damage of a lot of money, yes? And he said, nothing, it's okay. They checked, and the whole glass was still no damage. So they asked him, how can it be? That normally glass falling for such a height, it will fail, especially that this is made of glass and crystal. So he said, because I'm taking care that all my money is kosher. Yes, so that influence, that money which is coming with unkosher ways also goes away. So that's why the Pasuk is saying, Yigi HaKapecha Ki Tochel, Ashrecha V'Tov Lach. It's like just good comes from money which is kosher. Rav Zvid Omer Zoche V'Nochel Shnei Olamot. Rav Zvid is saying this person is also inheriting both worlds. Oilam Azeh ve'Oilam Abba. Ashrecha ba'Olam Azeh, ve'Tov Lecha le'Olam Abba. Yes? another story. Rabbi Eliezer kiavu mishadrile mi bein nisei amidei lo shakil. Mi kiavu mizamnilei lo azil. So Rabbi Eliezer was invited a few times by bein nisei, like the presidents. Yes, that was Nisius and Bovel. We are speaking about period of history of the Amoraim. Mm-hmm. Yes, and started to be a difference between the rabbis and the bein nisei. The bein nisei was like formal leadership for ruling the other nations, the Jewish were minority there on Bovel, and they weren't the highest level of spirituality. It wasn't the rabbis. So when they send him presents, lo shakir, he didn't want to get as a shoyhat. Even they invited him for their occasions, he even went. Why? Omar lo bai mar de echye, shinemar sonem matoyen sikhye. So they asked him, why you are not coming to us? We want to honor you. So he said, because Chazal are saying, sonem matoyen sikhye, so you don't want me to live? Yes, I want to live longer. So that's why I'm not coming. Rabbi Zeira kiavu mishadrei lo shakil. When they send him presents, he haven't took. But kiavu mzamnele azil. But when they invited him, he went. Amar et yakur elode metira krebi atkan. So his explanation was that they are not giving me; I'm giving them. Yes, why? Because they want to show that they are legitimate leadership by calling me and putting me on their party, whatever, occasion. Biur ze. So now, till here was the citation of the Gemara Maser Schuli. Now the Maral is coming to make conclusions from this story. Biur ze. Ki talmid chacham, yesh lo asechel, asher hu pashut legamre. Va pashut enom kabel klal, rak omed ba'atzmo. The talmid chochem has the wisdom, which is the most simple. And the simple is not accepting from others. He's standing by himself because he doesn't need others. Ki kol hamkabel me'acher hu kmo murkav. Everyone that is accepting from others is like consists of many. Kasher hu mekabel va'roe trefa la'atzmo v'osra, eno mekabel afilu min davar shehu shelo. So the example, why Chazal brought this example of someone that discovered trefa for himself and is throwing that to the dogs or to the non-Jew, because that case that not only I'm not accepting from others, even from my property I'm not taking. Yes, why? Because I'm feeling there is prohibition about this item, so I'm not taking that. She'eno metzaded la'atir ha'trefa she'ishelo, is not taking the side. Metzaded comes from the word tzad. Tzad and side are similar, yes? So he doesn't sing this side to convince himself, that's permitted to me. That's why such Talmid Chochem is simple. Kivan she'en she'ach bo kabbalah, because he's not accepting. וזה שנקרא תלמיד חוכם כאשר יש לו מידת השכל שאינו מקבל כלל שהגשמי החומרי מקבל והשכלי אינו מקבל שהוא פשוט. So that's why he is named as תלמיד חוכם, when he has the wisdom, this trait of being wise that is not accepting at all, because the material is accepting and the spiritual is not accepting because it's simple. Okay, that's philosophical sentence, okay? But I always, so the philosophical sentence is saying that the material is attract and getting, and the spiritual not getting, okay? It doesn't need from others, okay? So it's giving, the opposite, it's giving to others. Yes, someone that is willing to invest his time, to help others, to teach others, that's being spiritual. Okay. So I think maybe I brought already this example from physics, how it works also there. That's interesting. to compare that to the science world. Everyone knows that Newton, the story is saying that Newton was sitting under the tree and the apple fell down, and from that he learned the whole theory of the gravity. Okay. By the way, many important inventions were by mistake, like penicillin and many, many others. Okay. So I'm asking myself, so we spoke that if there is koach meshicha, gravity power, yes, and there is difference between the stars, how much the gravity power. The gravity power of the Earth is 7 times almost like the gravity power of the moon. Yes, that's why when the astronauts came to the moon, they were able to jump, yeah, height 7 meters, yes, mm-hmm, and many meters ahead. But there are stars which are much bigger than Kadur Haaretz, than Earth, like Jupiter, as we already spoke. And the science found that the gravity there is much stronger than Kadur Haaretz. So that we see that on the nature, the material objects have more gravity, as much as they are more massa. Yes, their size is more bigger. Yes, so that's taking the philosophical and machshavedik principle of the Maharal into the physical world, yes, mm-hmm, comparing both of them, which are very similar. Okay, that's interesting, yes, because I'm happy to tell you something. Just think to yourself, Maharal lived 200-300 years ago. People, if I would say that in front of his generation, so it would be very difficult for people to accept that and to believe in that, because that was a short period after Newton, yes? And he is making, and according to our, as far as the science is advancing, we understand more and more about the wisdom of Hashem, like how he created the world and how this world is functioning, yes? So it's interesting that and you are able to understand these days because you know all this background. Okay, let's continue. Rav Chisda Omer. So what the Maharal is doing is was bringing citation what's considered the definition for Talmid Chochem, description for Talmid Chochem, and there were 5 opinions at least, which connected it to accepting Matanot or to Sitreifa, and now he's going one by one and interpreting that into our basic definitions, what's the benefit and the preference of everything on this world. So second one was Rav Chisda Omer, Ezer Sone Matanot Yechye, who is considered Sone Matanot Yechye, Ki Mishesh, he will live. Why? Someone that hates to accept presents, this is the one that suit to be alive. כי המקבל דבר מזלתו אין ראוי לו החיים, כי החי עומד בעצמו. Yes? So it said, you know, there is a sentence on Chazal, חי נויסה יש עצמו. That סוגיה on מסרת שבס. Saying, if you will carry persons that is alive or persons that is dead body, so the dead body is more heavy than the alive person, same person. So what's the explanation? I really don't know. I try to investigate, but I don't know. But that means someone that is like helping to put himself up. Yes, let's say I'm going to mikveh or to the sea or swimming pool, so I can swim, so I can raise myself up, even that I'm heavy. But I cannot do that so easily while I'm on the ground.
Right.
So what's the difference? The difference is you see sheep, yes, a sheep on the sheep can be going on the sea, yes, but not on the earth. Why? Because the sheep contains a lot of space, and there is a formula for how what should be the proportions to hold the, because of the air which is inside the ship, to hold it above the the water. Mm-hmm. Yes? So also person contains air. Mm-hmm. So by us we could by mistakenly think, no, my real me is the body, is the muscles. But the real me, we already said that's the nefesh. Mm-hmm. So the nefesh makes me more light, not heavy. Mm-hmm. Yes? So I see that when I'm coming into the sea, that's the principle of the ship, and that's the idea of Chaynoi Zesatzmo. And that's that shows also from not only from philosophical point of view, also from physical point of view, that the no material is the real yes thing, the reality. Yes. ולפיכך אמרו כי אני נחשב כמת. Yes. Wow. He's saying that there are four things which considered like a dead person. So someone that is ani, yes, poor, is considered like dead. Why? וזה מפני שאין לו חיים בעצמו. He cannot survive by himself. He needs always support from others. כאשר הוא צריך לזולתו, ואין לו בעצמו חיים. אבל מישהו שונא מתונת, שהוא רוצה שיהיה עומד בעצמו, מבלי שיקבל מאחר, someone that he dislike to accept presents, and he wants to stand by himself without accepting, ודבר זהו, החיים, that's a life. ולכן יקרא המעיין שנובע בעצמו, ולא קיבל המים, נקרא מעיין חיים. So he's saying, there are springs. Why, and in Hebrew we are saying, מעיין מים חיים means spring of alive water. Mm-hmm. So why? Because that streams by itself, not getting from the sea or from a river above. Yes, that's by itself. כי חיותו בעצמו ואינו מקבל המים. Why we are adding the word of life? Because that's lived by itself, not accepting from the sea or the rains that comes out from the ground. Yes? ולפיכך אמר, איזה שונא מתנות יחיה, זה הרואה טריפה לעצמו, שאינו חסר שלו כלל. It doesn't care for himself at all. וכל זה מפני שמסתפק בעצמו ואינו חפץ מה שאינו שלו לגמרי. All of that because he's satisfied by himself and doesn't wish to get something which doesn't belong to him at all. How do we know? Sharei, that's the proof of Rav Chisda. Because he see treifa v'osra, and he forbidding that to himself. V'eno chasal mamon shelo. It doesn't care that he is losing money. V'baze nechshav she'eno mkabel klal. By that is considered that he's not accepting. שאפילו בדבר שהוא שייך לו, even an object which belongs to him, אינו רוצה לקבל, he doesn't want to accept from others. The sheep or the cow was belong to him, but when he discovers that trefa, he doesn't want to eat that or to sell that. He is fulfilling the halacha of referring to the dog or to the non-Jew. ואויסר הטריפה, next page, כף א', לכך נאמר אליו, סויני, מתונה שיחיה, ואמר, כי מי ששונה ושימש תלמיד חכם, there is another opinion, someone that is learning and making שימוש, שימוש is like being helping, no, sitting next to, שימוש is not helping, is sitting next to the תלמיד חכם to learn how is the,
to watch,
yes, to watch him, how is poisek or behaving, ורואה טריפה לעצמו, and also see, is able to decide for himself about טריפה, עליו הכתוב אומר, then the pasuk is praising him, פירוש, כי מה שהוא שונה ומשמש תלמיד חכם, but the fact that he is learning and also watching the Talmid Chochem, הכל הוא מידת השכלי, that's the spiritual traits. ולא אמר שעסק במצוות, מפני שאמר כאן הגיע כפיך כי תאכל אשריך. So we haven't spoke about being busy with the mitzvahs, because that said afterwards about הגיע כפיך כי תאכל אשריך. והגיע והעמל שייך בעמל התורה. When הגיע means the effort which I'm investing to get my money, to get my income, so or salary. So that's more connected to being or to investment or efforts of Torah. כדאמרינן אדם לעמל יולד, because that's the real purpose. ומה שאמר אשריך בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא, what he said, that he is praised on this world and also goodness for next world, הכל מצד שיש לו מידה שכלית, because he has this spiritual trait. ומה שרואה טרפה לעצמו, זה מורה שיש לו מידת הפשיטות. The fact that he is willing to lose money when that's trafers, that's proof that he has this trait of being simple. שאינו רוצה לקבל, that he doesn't want to accept. וזהו מידה שכלית, ועל מידה זו בפרט נאמר, אשריך בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא. שעל ידי מידה זאת זוכה לעולם הזה ולעולם הבא. ודבר זה ארוך לבאר. וכבר ידבר פירוש זה בפרק בן זוהים השם, תמצא עוד מבואר, דבר זה עיין שם. וגם בנתיב ההסתפקות נתבאר. Yes? So, as far as I know, we don't have these days נתיב ההסתפקות. Here we have נתיב התורה, afterwards נתיב האבוידה, then נתיב החסד, מילוס חסודים, but נתיב הצדוק, שולום, but אמס, yes, but נתיב ההסתפקות, I don't remember that. So some of his books were printed.
What is it about?
Mistapek b'muat, something that is satisfied with what he have.
Ah.
So he was gathering all the chazalim from all the shas and other sources according to subjects. Mm-hmm. And nativ means in Hebrew way. Yes, the way of Torah, the way of Emes, of Sholom, of Gemilus Chasodim. So he gathered and he came to conclusions by comparing all the sources. Mm-hmm. And he explained it deeper. Okay. ואשרי חלקו אשר זוכה למדרגה הזאת. אבל בעוונותינו לא רבים אשר הם בגדר תלמיד חוכם. אשר לתלמיד חוכם על כל ראוי לו מידת הפשיטות בפרט. ומידת הפשיטות שאינו מקבל כלל, כמו שהוא ידוע, כי כל מקבל הוא חומרי גשמי, שהשכל הוא פשוט אינו מקבל. ואתה בזמן הזה נהפך הדבר בעבודתנו הרבים, שחושבים כי הגדר של תלמיד חוכם שיקבל. Saying this day has become the opposite, he's saying that people think that תלמיד חוכם that's the one that should accept. ובוודאי דבר זה נמשך אל לימודנו, שאילו היה הלימוד של הדור הזה כאשר הוא ראוי אל תלמיד חכם, הייתה הנהגתנו במעשים מתייחסים לפי השכל גם כן. So if we would know how תלמיד חכם should behave, so we should treat the wisdom also. ודאי בזה משום הכבוד. Yes, I'm also. Okay. That's why it's difficult to me to explain. I don't know what he means to say. Maybe it was very high level, you know. Maybe when people came to him to give him presents, so he disliked to accept that. Against giving rabbis presents. Uh-huh. On other sources we have to give the, but not to make him. There is on Nasi, just Nasi or President or Melech to make him rich or Kohen Gadol. Yeah. But regular one, according to the Torah point of view, it doesn't need to be rich. It's not preference to be rich. We shouldn't make Talmid Chochem rich because he's Talmid Chochem. Yes, by that he's losing his preference to being above materiality. Yes, that's what he means to say. Yes, of course, the Maharal cannot contradict sources that are saying that someone that is not able to learn. So when you support him, you share with the mitzvah of Talmid Achzakat Torah, especially if someone cannot learn by himself and he's supporting someone. Yeah. That's big mitzvah. That was even from time of Yisachar and Zvulun.
Well, also I would think that maybe at least gifts or small gifts of appreciation are also a nice thing.
It's against appreciation. If he needs, that's good that you are helping him. If he doesn't need, it's not good. We spoke about Moshe Feinstein when this rich person from England that wanted to pay him for the advice put him a 3,000 euro.
Yeah.
So take that fast. Take. I don't want that. And they ask why. I'm regular to pay for advices. I say you are paying for economic advisor because he learned at university. I haven't learned at university. All what I know is from the Torah. If I accept the view, I will forget my Torah. That was his level.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you
good.
Know.
Okay.
I know someone. Many people that are leaders or rich people came to visit him, were brought.
Mm-hmm.
So once someone brought some managers of factories. One of them was the manager of Tambour. Tambour is factory for paint, for houses, okay? So he was shocked by seeing the home of Rav Steinman.
Yeah.
So he said, please, Rabbi will permit me 2 days. I will make your apartment buba shel dira. You know what's buba? A doll of apartment.
Uh-huh.
It's in Hebrew, like so nice. Rav Steinman was 90 something years old. He was his litvashers are very dry, serious. He burst laughing so much, and afterwards that's why the rabbi is laughing. I don't need anything, it's okay, thank you. I like it as it.
This is just a stopover, I mean, that's all it is.
Yes, but for him it was like Homer suggesting him paint your home.